Hello, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you guys?
Doing great. Awesome. Thank you. I asked you this question off the air, so I want to bring it on the air. The cheap shots that Dominic Raiola was taking on your replacement, Zach Moore, in the final couple of minutes of that game, how would you respond if somebody's doing that stuff to you?
It wouldn't have been good, I tell you that. But, you know, as a defender and as an athlete, you have to be able to defend yourself for 60 minutes. So, I mean, it was unfortunately that, you know, somebody had done something like that. But I'm glad none of our players got hurt. So you just have to be alert. You never know. Just be alert, you know, and that's basically about it. And at that point in time, I mean, really nothing else you can do, but it is some stuff you can do, but it's selfish.
It'll cost you some money.
Yeah, it'll cost you some money and probably some time, but it just sucks to have somebody do something like that.
Was there any indication? I mean, sometimes you can tell there's a lot of talking during the game, and when it gets down to that situation, was there any indication that a cheap shot was coming, or they were getting frustrated and you could tell that they were about to do something?
Oh, from my standpoint, no. I mean, it was no different than playing any other team. I mean, it was no trash talking, nothing like that. So, but that's just me as a defensive player. So, you know, offensively or special teams, I don't know about those guys, but no indicator something like that was going to happen. So for the most part, guys play the game the way it needs to be played. But every now and then you get a knucklehead that do some stupid stuff. So we all witnessed that all, you know, already through, you know, last couple 10 years, ever since I've been here, witnessed some guy that doing some crazy stuff. But it's always a possibility something happened.
Did those game films defensively look as good as what we saw on TV or at the stadium? Because that defense just looked as good as I've seen all year.
We played well. We you know, we executed well. But at the same time, there's still some areas that we need to clean up. We never satisfied with the way we play. And one thing you could do is just each day try to get better, you know, try to do things a little different, a little better. Every week is different. So, you know, coming in this week, we'll probably do some things that we didn't do this past week. So we just have to be alert and just have to be ready to execute and prepare well to go to Lambeau.
I've talked to Bill about this, and I'm curious to get a player's perspective. I'm not used to seeing a Patriots team among the league leaders in penalties and penalty yards. It's just not the way you guys have played football around here for all these years. What's going on in that department?
I mean, that's just something that we want to, the same way we focus on everything else, we want to focus on that, just being able to put ourselves in better situations and play out the call and just be more, you know, cautious when we out there playing the game. You know, some penalties may happen, you know, it's going to happen. That's just the game, but you can get rid of some of the, you know, the false start and the illegal contact and illegal hands to the face, little stuff like that you can get rid of. So we got to do a real good job of just, you know what I'm saying, practicing that and just actually making a point of emphasis to get better in those areas. So, and we will. I mean, that's just, like I said, it's just something that we're going to have to do individually. We have to take it among ourselves to say, hey, we got to find a way to fix this and to start on the practice field, practicing with good habits. And that's where it first starts with. And just hold each other accountable, you know, when it comes down to situations like that, because the more penalties that we get, it's going to cost us sooner or later. So we have to understand that, and we have to get it fixed.
Vince, as a team leader, what's your responsibility to some of the younger guys when you're in the middle of playing this good of football and you still got a good chunk of the season left? What's your responsibility to explain what's going on to some of these young guys?
I mean, just keep grinding. I mean, right now it's we're still trying to get better as a unit, better as a team. Individually, we're trying to get better. So, you know, we haven't won anything yet. We won a couple games, but we had to take each day and each week. We have to make sure we take a step forward, not backwards. And, you know, the more you're getting deeper in the season, the more you have to increase your focus, your preparation, you're taking care of your bodies. You just have to increase all of that the more we get deeper in the season. So, and I think the coaching staff Bill do a real good job for that, you know, coming in here, preparing us well, practicing things that he, you know, give us in the practice just to make sure that only thing we're thinking about is football. And at this point, that's what it's got to be, is one game at a time and just making sure that we just nail down everything that we can before Sunday kickoff and just be able to execute well when it comes on game day.
But is that a hard sell to some guys that maybe haven't been with the franchise as long, or some young guys who may not have experienced this type of success in the NFL level? Was it hard for you as a rookie to understand that stuff?
Or no, it wasn't hard for me, and I don't think it should be hard for any other rookie that coming into this organization. If you just go back and look at the history from 2000 to now and see what this organization done, this team has done, it's not a hard sell. So it's the reason that we've been so successful around here. And it's just, you know, you have good guys, you have great coaches. So just pull on the coattail and just follow those guys around, because, you know, we'll lead the way and we'll show you what needs to be done to be successful at this level. So it's definitely not a hard sell, to be honest with you.
When you saw that LeGarrette Blount was released by the Steelers on Tuesday, did you say to yourself or to somebody else, you know what, I can see him coming back here?
Yeah, I told my wife, I said, when I heard about it, I said, you know what, I hope we get a chance to grab him. I said it because just the way we do things around here, getting late in the season, being able to do certain things, I say it'll be a perfect fit. He know how we do things here, so I wouldn't mind seeing him, you know, back in the Patriots uniform, and a couple of days later, boom, and I'm just happy to have him back. Like I said, he know how we do things around here. He know what's expected of him here, and he know he got to work his tail off to continue to be here with us. But he seems like he's happy. I'm glad he's happy, but at the same time, we just got to make sure that, you know, we all working towards the one goal, and that's to get better and win ball games. So I think I think he helped us with that, and it showed last week coming into the game and do what he did for us late in that game, with 4 minutes left, being able just to grind the clock down and put the run game on him, and it was a sight to see.
You talked about, you know, the way you do things around here. A player wouldn't leave a game early and go to the dressing room and start changing before a game ends. How do you know he won't do that here like he did in Pittsburgh?
If he does that, he knows what'll happen. But you don't know what the situation was there. I'm not trying to know what the situation was there. All I know is he's a teammate now. We had him in the past. We never had a problem out of him. And we're expecting the same thing, never have a problem out of him. So I'm a big believer, if you surround guys with good guys and great coaches and stuff like that, you'll get the best out of them. And I know we have great guys here and good coaches here. So I'm not saying Pittsburgh don't, but at the same time, I can only speak from my locker room, what we have in there. And with the guys that we have, I'm pretty sure he'll feel right at home.
When discipline or when something has to be said, how much of it comes from the players and how much of it comes from the coaches?
It depends on what it is. I mean, you get both sides, and, you know, Bill will say something, and then you know, some of the guys, you know, because we're so tight, and that's one thing I love about this team, we hold each other accountable for our actions. If you're doing something wrong, it might be a rookie tell you that you're doing something wrong. So everybody's a leader in that locker room, and we expect so much from one another that, you know, sometimes Bill don't have to say anything, but, you know, Bill being the head guy, he always try to nail it on, you know, right on top of the head. And then, you know, if he don't get to him, he can't, you know, squeak through the cracks with everybody else. So we just try to hold each other accountable when it comes down to it, because we're here to win ball games and play good football. That's what we're here for. That's what we get paid for. And that's what we want to do. So if we can't have everybody on that board, there's no need for those guys. So, but we have a great group of guys. So it'll come from everywhere, though.
No, I was just going to say, if a rookie is telling you you're doing something wrong, you say, you're right, but shut up, rookie. Shut up, rookie.
Damn well better be right, too.
You better be right.
He better be right. Well, he better not have been doing anything right.
Are you sure?
Well, this is how we did it in college.
Yeah.
Okay, rookie. Well, speaking of young players, or even just guys new to the team, has anybody surprised you either offensively or defensively in terms of what they've been able to contribute this year?
I think it's just everybody's level of play. It didn't surprise me, but I'm just happy to see everybody raise their level of play. It's no one individual. I think it's everybody from every aspect of the game, the three phases, you know, special team, offense, and defense, that everybody understood what it was going to take to become a better football team. And we took that challenge on, and that was six 7 weeks ago, whatever it was, we took it on, and we haven't looked back since because we've been preparing well. We've been doing everything that we need to do the right way, and we're going to need to continue that to be successful going forward. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, just continue to grind out with these guys, because it's a great feeling when everybody's working towards one goal and you know you have everybody working towards it, not just one person or a couple people or just your leaders or your starters. You know, around here we call on guys coming off the bench to come in and play some, you know, play some good football, which Logan Ryan did last week for us. He came in and he played well. So you never know when your number is called, but when it's called, you have to be ready to step up. And because we ask that of everyone, we practice that way. So we have a good feeling when somebody's coming in that they know what they're doing.
Do you like playing in the cold?
Love playing in the cold.
Because it's probably going to be pretty cool next Sunday.
Yeah.
No problems for you, huh?
Ready?
No problems. I love it.
I'm thinking probably some of your teammates don't necessarily agree with you.
I can only speak for myself now. I can speak for myself.
No, for a guy who grew up where you grew up, I mean, good for you that you've made that conversion over there. Because I'm guessing when you first got here, you didn't like it as much as you do now.
I always liked the cold.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even growing up in Florida, cold, I always loved being cold. I still do. I mean, I sleep with my windows open. My house is on a separate thermostat, you know, in the house, because I like to feel cold. And
what's wrong with you, man?
that's just me, you know.
I always thought of it like I did the altitude in Denver. It was a lot easier to handle when you were winning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't have the jacket on the sidelines. You're moving.
You don't think about it.
When you're down 30, when you're down 30 points, you're on the bench saying, man, it's
get
cold.
Get me in. Yeah, get me in. Absolutely.
See, Wilford does that so no one visits. You know what I mean? They keep their windows open.
Yeah, they keep
the
window. Absolutely.
That's just the way it is. Sorry.
That's the way it is. You have to deal with it.
You want to hear something as we let you go? You want to hear something that'll piss you off?
Sure.
I mean, I didn't expect there was going to be any suspension. It's the way the NFL operates. Word out of Detroit is no fine for Dominic Raiola either. No fine?
Well, it's also not Friday. Isn't that when they?
Well, no, but the NFL has supposedly informed him that they
changed their minds.
Hey, man, we can't control that. Only thing we just have to be alert and play heads up football. So, I mean. I let those guys deal with that, but we're moving forward. We passed them, Detroit. We on to Green Bay, so that's where our focus is right now. We turned that page and starting a new page.
Congratulations on the win. Best of luck to you in Green Bay next Sunday.
Thank
we'll talk
you
to
guys.
You next week.
Thank you.